It's the start of a brand new week. You are listening to Tony and Emma. It is fantastic to be on your radio. Wakey, wakey, rise and shine and all of that. Emma, what you got for us this Monday morning?
How do I buy shares?
Oh, gee, you're the last person that should be in buying shares. Well, unless you're buying shares in Nando's or Primark, what are you going to be buying shares
in?
No,
that's what I want.
Right,
I want either like Nando's, Primark, maybe McDonald's. But how do I do that?
I am not the person to ask about this, but there's probably an app or a website that you go to and they take all your money off you and then they go and invest it in things that it suit you, and then if they make you any money, then you get it back. If not,
see, that's what I want. I just want a black card from Nando's, but I thought if I had shares in it, then maybe I would get one quicker.
Right, I've got a few friends with these, and here's the deal. If you ever ask for a black card from Nando's, you are banned from having a black card from Nando's for life.
Oh my God, that's so mean.
So you can't ask for it, you have to be given it by Nando's.
But,
so we never had this conversation.
Shares. Huh? I need shares in it, and then maybe they will think, oh, she's a nice shareholder, have a black card.
Turn up in a chicken suit to your nearest Nando's. I don't know what you could do to get their attention, but you definitely can't ask for the black card.
So I need to get shares in Primark, McDonald's and Nando's. They're my favourites.
Yeah, I got in my car the other day, right? How cheeky is this? I got in my car, turned all the stuff on, and the car went, going to McDonald's? What? Apparently, that's what it, because it learns your routes and stuff, and it must have gone... Oh, fatty here keeps going to McDonald's to get a breakfast.
Oh, my God.
Literally,
so you're going
are you going
McDonald's?
To McDonald's? I was like, no, I'm taking the dog to daycare, you cheeky so-and-so. It is Monday morning and yesterday, Mother's Day. So did you have a lovely Mother's Day, Emma?
I did. Thank you very much. My children did some lovely little things. And we had a lovely day. I did a nice afternoon tea for my mum as well, which was lovely.
Beautiful. I've got some stats here, which probably will change your mind about, you know, Mother's Day and all things mums. Because did you know mums pick up a staggering 363 socks and 330 pairs of pants from the floor every single year?
I got pants.
You got pants on Mother's
Day? Yeah, they bought me pants.
Well, okay, well, they know you well. What else do we know about facts about mums? I thought we'd do a little bit of research after Mother's Day. See, if mums were paid for the extra unseen stuff that mums do just by being mum, right?
I'd be a millionaire.
Yeah, well, no, you wouldn't quite be a millionaire, but you do all right. Guess how much your extra mum duties would be worth if they were a job?
A lot.
£23,691 a year.
Right, what about single mums? I should get double that.
I couldn't agree more. This is Tony and Emma.
Oh my God. I am trying to arrange a girly weekend, right, for the girls. And guess what I have found?
Now, I've heard about some of the girly weekends that you've organised in the past. Being a former Butlin's Redcoat, just for those people that might not know Emma's history, she's the last person I'd put in charge of organising anything because it always ends in utter chaos. Go on, what have you found?
The chaos is good fun, though. And so this is the first year that we're not doing a big Butlin's Weekender.
Right.
So instead, I said, it's OK, I'll find us somewhere to go. I think the girls were a bit more like, you know, maybe a spa weekend, but I thought that sounds boring. So I have found the Spice Girl bus. Oh my goodness.
No.
How cool is that? The actual Spice World bus that they used on the actual film.
Yes.
You can stay in. You can stay in the actual Spice Girl bus.
Right.
Oh, my God.
Where are you planning to stay in? I mean, do you know how cold a double-decker bus is going to be overnight?
Oh, it's going to have heating or something, isn't it?
There'll just be you girls in there all in sleeping bags, probably with five boxes of wine. I can picture it now. Just kind of going, well, this is cold, Emma.
Who cares? It's the Spice Girl bus. I was like their biggest fan ever.
Yes, we know.
It's stationed on the Isle of Wight. So I was just thinking, we can go there. And because we're not dressing up for Butlins this year, we could all dress as a Spice Girl and go in the bus.
Please tell me which Spice Girl you are.
I'll have to be Sporty Spice.
Really?
Yeah, because I look more like her. I couldn't be someone else because I don't look like any of the others.
Well, I mean, you could be Posh Spice, but then again, you're not
Posh. She's
grumpy. This is Tony and Emma. Good morning to you. This is Tony and Emma. It's Monday today, the start of a brand new week, the day after Mother's Day. Hope mums are all feeling lovely and relaxed and ready to go back and, you know, do all the stuff that mums do.
Yeah. And thank you so much for joining us. If you are new to the show, welcome. We like newcomers. There's lots of ways that you can get in contact. You can head over to the WhatsApp. Tony, what's the number?
07706 300 565. That's 07706 300 565. That works from anywhere in the world. So if you're on holiday, there's still no excuse.
Yep, you can get in contact that way. Or you can email us at studio@tonyandemma.co.uk. We want to hear from you. We want to know what you're up to, what you're doing. And we give you a little shout out. Why not?
And more people find the show every single week. So this might very well be the first time you've tuned in to Tony and Emma. And if it is, you are very, very welcome.
Good morning.
Just after 8 on Monday morning, it's Tony and Emma. Welcome to Tony and Emma at breakfast.
Right, now you know we've always thought that we'd be quite good on a shopping channel.
Yes, yes.
Okay, right, and you remember I did QVC for a little while, didn't I?
Yep, yep.
Okay, yeah. So, I thought we could play a little game this morning and actually put our selling skills to the test. Well, not our selling skills, your selling skills, to be fair.
Well, thank you very much.
So, I've got something that I'm going to show you in a minute.
Yep.
And then you've got 20 seconds.
Love it.
To try and sell it to me, okay?
Am I just selling it to you or am I selling it to people listening?
Because there'd be a huge.
Because people listening, they're very sensible, they'd be considered, they'd need some information. You, I just go, look at this magical rainbow pen. And you go, I'll sell me it now. So I've just got to know what the parameters are. Am I selling it to everybody or just you?
No, I want you to sell it to everyone.
Right,
we'll just
this is slightly more trickier
here
than I had imagined now.
But I'm going to put a timer on, okay? So you're only going to have 20 seconds
yes.
to sell it, okay?
Okay, I'm ready. I'm limbered
right,
up. I'm ready for them. I don't know what the item is.
No, I know. I'm going to hold it up in a minute and then you'll see it.
Okay.
And I will explain, okay? So, are you ready?
Ready.
Your clock starts now.
This is an item that every person needs. If you've got a kitchen, you need one of these. If you're into baking, you need one of these. Because if you're doing a little bit of straining of any sort, you need one of these. You can strain like tea through it. You can strain flour through it. I mean, you could look through it. And you can see a million different things all at the same time if you look through this magical item. This is what you need. You need to get it now and it comes in free postage and packing.
Oh, okay, that was in 20 seconds. You
Thank
did
you.
Well.
I can talk to time. You'll think I've been doing this quite a while, you know.
That was in 20 seconds. But I wasn't sold.
Well, I didn't know I was allowed to say what it was. I thought
it was a miss. Well, would that have helped?
Probably. I could have said, does anyone want a tea strainer? This is Tony and Emma.
Right, okay. So we were talking about selling things, and I gave you 20 seconds.
Good, weren't I?
To sell a tea strainer.
Yeah, but I didn't know whether I was allowed to say it was a tea strainer.
Yeah, well, you could have said it was a tea strainer. That's because there was a lot of you.
Feel shortchanged.
You can use it in your kitchen and all sorts, but you could have said it's a tea strainer. Right, now I want to go.
Okay.
I want to have a go now.
Michelle's just WhatsApp says, Tony, you should open a TikTok shop. Maybe TikTok I should, shop. Michelle. Maybe I should.
Yeah, but could you be able to say what it was in that as well?
Well, yes. Well, here we go. Emma's going to have an audition now. See whether Emma can sell something.
Go on then. Right. Okay.
I'm going to show you the item, okay, and then you'll have 20 seconds. 20 seconds on the clock. There it is.
I'm ready.
And here's your item.
So, your ball launcher, not only can you throw for your dog, but you can use it to pick up various different items off of the floor. They come in various different colours, pink, blue, green, whatever, to match your mood for the day. You could also put an apple in this, and you could launch apples. So when it's bobbing for...
Stop! That's your time! Your time! That's 20 seconds!
You 20 could put, seconds! That went so quick!
You could
Are
put
you
an
kidding?
Apple in it.
Yeah, because I was thinking, instead of doing bobbing for apples, you just launch them in the air.
Great.
Catch it.
Some poor person down the park just merrily walking along with their headphones on and crack on the head with an apple. What happened there? That idiot over there, that ball launcher.
Apple days.
Monday morning, this is Tony and Emma. Good morning.
Oh God, I feel like a zombie today. I'm just not with it at all.
This is a normal day for you, Emma. I hate to break that news to you. It's not. You might be just feeling it today, but the rest of us, we get that sense every day.
Oh God, my friend came round last night and it's, bless her, she's really nice, but you know when... You just want someone to go. You're looking at the clock and you're thinking, I'm really tired. So you start to do these little hints, don't you? I mean, I do anyway.
Oh, Brits are good at this. You tap your lap and you go, right then, to try and give them the old heave-ho.
So right,
you know,
so
now's your moment to clear off.
Yeah,
oh,
but they,
you know.
She wasn't getting it.
The stretching,
it.
Yawning,
no,
all
yeah,
of that.
No, yeah, did that, right. Yeah. So did the little yawn. Oh, a little bit tired, yeah. Got a really busy week coming up as well, you know. So, then I'd already cleared the plates from the dinner table. I start washing up, so I'm standing at the sink washing things up thinking she's going to get the hint in a minute. No, she still didn't get the hint. I'm like, oh, you know, I'm going to make a Bovril because that always makes me go to sleep.
A what?
Like a Bovril.
Emma,
you know?
How old are you?
No, but it's sleepy drink, isn't it? You know, and I was thinking, there's got to be something that's going to make her leave. And
probably the Bovril, the smell of it. I would have thought, what's that? I'm leaving.
See, even with the Bovril, she didn't leave.
Blimey, she's got issues. Does she not want to go home? Is there problems at home? Is that what she's staying at yours?
She ain't got Bovril at her house. That's the thing.
This is Tony and Emma. I'm on my fifth Sky remote. How about that for you? Yes, yes, yes. The Beagle's taken out another Sky remote, and I did find the record button in the garden. I thought, yeah, it's time to order a new remote now.
Your dog's a bit of a nightmare, though. He eats everything, doesn't it?
Well, he's got his favourites. Duvet covers, pillows, and Sky remotes. There is three top things. If any of those are left unattended, he'll have them. And pets are very expensive things, not just from feeding them and vets and insurance and all that kind of stuff. Britain's naughtiest pet finalists have been revealed this week. A poll has found that cats, they're the worst. 1 in 20 have caused their owners at least £1,000 worth of damage. Meanwhile, 69% of owners say that their cats have cost them more than 200 quid in repairs. And you don't want to know the numbers for dogs. They're pretty horrific themselves. Right, pets causing massive damage. Got any stories of these? We'd love them, wouldn't we?
We would. So you can WhatsApp us. The number is
07706 300 565. That's 07706 300 565. You can also leave a voice note or you can email.
That's right, at studio@tonyandemma.co.uk.
This is Tony and Emma. Morning, this is Tony and Emma. We're talking all things expensive pets this morning, aren't we, Emma?
And they are super expensive. We've had a text in from Julie that says, my dog ate the whole contents of a beanbag and had to have his... had to have stomach surgery. It cost me nearly £3,000.
Yep, I've got a claim previously for that when the Beagle ate a drinks can. Started chewing up all the bits of metal. Yeah, that was over £2,000. Yeah, and I can feel your pain, Julie, feel your pain.
We've got another one here. Caroline says, she's emailed to say, I have a parrot and he once escaped from the cage, flew around the house while I was at work. He knocked over a vase that had been in my family for years and was worth £1,000.
Yeah,
That's bad, isn't it?
Yeah, that would have been an escaped parrot by the end of that evening. Where's the parrot gone? What parrot? Right, have we got anyone on the phone?
Yes, this story is so good. We've got Charlene. Good morning, Charlene.
Morning.
Okay, so now you've got a really funny story for us, but we have to be a bit sneaky about it, don't we? Tell us what happened.
Because I haven't told my husband the actual story.
Oh, I love stories like this. I'm already invested in this. Come on, Charlene, what happened?
Okay, so the only other person that knows is my friend. We were having a drink in the garden, having a glass of wine on a nice summer's day. And I own some ponies, and they were allowed out in the garden that day. And they were coming over to the table, having a little moochie around, wanting to see what was, what we were eating. And all of a sudden, she started licking my hand. And I was like, what's she doing? And she took a bite and grabbed my engagement ring and swallowed the diamond.
Oh, my God. Was it a big diamond as well?
Well, it was a nice diamond.
Pony at your engagement ring diamond?
Yes, that is exactly what happened.
So what did you tell your husband?
Well, I looked through the poo, obviously, for days.
People having breakfast, Charlie.
Did you find it?
No, never found it. So I was like, if I tell him the actual story, because he doesn't really like my ponies anyway, he's never going to get me a new one. So I just told him the diamond fell out the ring and that in a few years we'll have to buy me a new one.
Oh, my goodness. So have you still got... So you've got the actual ring, just not the diamond?
Just not the diamond, yes.
Your pony is now worth a lot of money because it's obviously stuck in there somewhere.
It's literally stuck in her stomach, yeah.
One day that'll come out and your husband will go, Charlene, we've got a magical unicorn.
He's pooping diamonds.
This is Tony and Emma. Good morning, this is Tony and Emma. We're still talking pets on the show this morning because we had an amazing call earlier in the show from Charlene. That was just a belter, and if you missed it, well, you can catch up on the podcast, which you can get from anywhere you get your podcast. Just type in Tony and Emma. Right, Emma, we got any more on pets?
Jack here, who says, hi guys, I've also got a beagle Tony would like to know. He eats everything from clothes to shoes. He's even eaten a bathroom towel before. It costs me a fortune.
Yes, me. I've given up buying nice, well, it's probably why I'm single. I've given up buying nice underwear now because the number of 25 quid pants the beagle rips holes in is ridiculous. And socks, I lose more socks a week than I've ever lost in my life.
This is why I only have fish, because you don't have to insure them. They don't eat all your things. They're just there. They just swim around. It's fine.
We've got Naomi, who sent a voice note in on WhatsApp. Should we have a little listen to Naomi?
Yeah.
My dog destroyed a very special rug of mine that I'd bought on holiday in Turkey. Fast forward 2 years later, having a new dog with separation anxiety and come home to a big hole in the middle of it. I was gutted. I think it's still hidden somewhere in my loft, hoping that I could get someone to fix it one day, but that's probably never to be.
Oh my gosh, it sounds like we've racked up about £1 million just from these lot.
Is anybody listening right now that works in home insurance? I bet they're rubbing their hands with glee after all of these messages. Going, well, probably not the engagement ring, though, I'll give you that. This is Tony and Emma. We spoke about parking the other day, but this will blow your mind. We spend more than 26 hours a year looking for a parking spot. I've got to say, my drive, my son Dexter around the bend with this, and it's not intentional. I am that fussy person. I know I don't like the look of that one. Nope, can't park that. Not only do I look at the space, I look at the cars either side. Oh, no, I'm not parking next to that.
Oh, God, you know? That's what my dad does.
So, the other day we were in a multi-story and I found a Bentley and I went, that's the space for us, son. And he looked at me and he went, you won't be able to reverse into there. I went, I'll give it a good go because the thing, I want to park next to that, see?
So I am
that person. 26 years of our lives wasted trying to find the right parking spot.
I just manifest that I'm going to get the first space that I go into. So if we know we're going into a car park, I even say to the kids, right, everyone, think we're going to get a space. And then out pops someone so I can go in.
This is coming from the same woman, folks, that parked on a footpath once and thought she was in a car park.
Oh my God, that was so funny. That man, oh, he was so embarrassed. So the car was in between the two walls, and as I was going in and out, it was just scraping either side, and the mirrors were hanging off.
This is why we're taking no parking or driving advice from you.
Tony and Emma at breakfast.
Tony and Emma at breakfast.
Good morning, this is Tony and Emma. We hope you're well today.
Did you know I'm going to be like the new Martin Luther, what's his face? You know that guy?
Come again? Martin Luther King now, you reckon you're going to be? I can't wait to hear this.
Really famous guy.
He's famous.
The one that does all the money.
No, that's not Martin Luther King that does the money. Who are you? Martin Luther King did something.
Who's the money man? Martin Money Man.
Martin Lewis.
Oh, yes, that's the one. That's who
Not
I meant.
Not Martin
yeah.
Luther King. No,
that's who I meant. You know who I meant. The money man.
Right, Martin Lewis, you mean?
Yes.
From Money Saving Expert and This Morning and Good Morning Britain and his own show. Yeah, go on then. What are you
I'm going to be like him. Because I've decided, right, to save a bit of money, I'm not buying any new clothes this year. Nothing at all. So nothing's allowed to be new. It all has to be either secondhand or vintage or eBay, charity shops, whatever.
Right.
Because then I could work out then how much money I'd managed to save. And then I came across this little article, right, that said if you save 1p on the first of the month, 2p on the second, 3p
on the
third, 4p on
TikTok every time I go on it. Yes,
so
five grand
I'm going to do that as
year.
Well. No, it's not 5 grand, it's about 600 and something pounds.
Right.
But that's a lot of money, isn't it? So what I did is I went to the arcades and I put in a pound and I've changed it into like 1p and 2p's so that then every day I can be putting in 1p's and 2p's into my pot so that at the end of the year, I'll have £600. Isn't that clever?
Yes, I mean, you'll just have £600 that you won't have spent. But fair enough. What are you going to do with the £600?
Well, first of all, I think I better change the 1p's and 2p's back into notes.
Yeah, and then go back to the arcade and see if you can see if you can play a game and win. I'm a winner!
This
saving thing's
toy.
Amazing! Wow, I've got a gambling problem, but I've got 600 quid.
Good morning, it's Tony and Emma, feeling fresh as a daisy.
I've realised, just in the last couple of days, when I knew this, but it's been confirmed, I think, in the last couple of days, that you have the attention span that's lower than a goldfish.
Lower than a goldfish? That is unfair.
I think they 12 seconds, unfair. They forget they're a goldfish and go, oh, I'm a fish, I'm in a bowl. Oh, I'm
Why?
A fish. I'm in a bowl. This is what it's like dealing with you.
Why? Why do you say such things?
Because you're one of my only friends, right, that's absolutely addicted to sending voice notes. And I don't mind people to just record a voice note and go, be there in five. Like, get that. I do that. No, Emma sends me, like, podcasts. Like,
I love them.
So if
Some
Emma's in the
longest.
Car, right, and she'll connect. I don't know how you do it because I can't get my car to do it, but I give up talking to the thing in the car, right?
Yeah, some of them are like 15 minutes long.
And you get things like, oh, look, you know, here I am. In fact, I've got one somewhere on my phone. Let me share this with you. This is what it's like dealing with Emma and WhatsApp.
Hi, monkey. Okay, yeah, so I've sent you an email. What you need to do is, no, Milo, you can't have those, darling. No, only two bowls of cereal, no more, okay? I've sent you this email. What I need you to do is just read the whole thing, and then that bit where I tell you to, oh my God, our postman has changed. He's quite good looking.
I don't think there's anything wrong with that. I mean, I do get a little bit sidetracked. I get that. I can, from listening back, I can hear myself like doing 10 million other things, but that's okay. It's all right. It's okay to be a dory fish.
You know what I can't do when I'm listening to you on WhatsApp? Say, this is Tony and Emma. No, but I think...
Do you think you should have one?
I think...
I've been thinking you should.
Right, so here's where I've got with that. I haven't got any tattoos, and I've... But obviously, my dog Buddy's he's the best thing, you know, in the world. And I think if I lost him at some point, I would tattoo probably Buddy's paw. Because I've decided I'm never having another dog, because there'll never be a dog quite like Buddy.
And okay, So you want a picture of a paw?
No, I'm going to actually get his paw print, obviously, while he's with us. And then, you know, I don't wish
He's just going to look like a spodgy mess.
Well, I mean, yeah, but at least I'll go, oh, Buddy did that. So that's it. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to get a tattoo of the dog's paw.
Yeah, but rewind. You just said that, you know, you'd be really sad about that, but you've also got two kids.
Yeah, well, I'm not having their
paws. And you kind of put the dog's messy paw print in a tattoo form over your kids.
Yeah, but I'm not one of those people that would tattoo names. I don't get that. I wouldn't.
Oh, because I was thinking you could get mine, Emma.
What, your name?
My name. You. I think it would be great.
Great, that would be really helpful, Emma, when I eventually do talk somebody into coming on a date with me. We'll just get down to business and I'll get, who the hell's Emma?
Yeah. Think about the story about how you got that.
Yeah, great. There's another relationship over before it would have started.
Tony and Emma.
Good morning, it's Tuesday. It's Tony and Emma. It's brilliant to be on your radio. And don't forget, if you miss any of the show, you can download all the best bits on our podcast. It comes out once a week. At the end of the week, we get all the best bits from the show and we squeeze it out onto the internet. Wherever you get your podcast, just type a little search in Tony and Emma and we'll pop up, and then just press subscribe. Thank you. What are you giggling at now?
Oh, look, the squeeze it.
That's what we do.
Squeeze it in there.
That's what we do. Yeah, that's what they do.
Just squeeze it in.
Yeah, they go, up it goes. Right, anyway.
Have you ever been on a really long car journey, right? And the kids are sat in their car and it's the same every time, isn't it? When are we going to be there? When are we going to be there? I'm bored. When are we going to be there?
Not with mine. No, not now, since the tablets and everything. I don't mean medication.
No.
I mean the digital tablets. And you know, I don't mean I drug him
what
up.
What are you doing? Oh, yeah, my God.
No, no. So the tablets and the Nintendo Switches and
my kids
Bluetooth
don't have
headphones
that.
And all
we
of
We don't have any of that.
Oh, no.
I don't let
he's
them
got noise cancelling headphones and everything. So when I'm in the car now, I don't hear from him for 3 hours.
You're one of those parents. You're like the... Oh, no. Right, no, that's like my worst nightmare. I won't let my kids have, like, all the techie stuff. I don't like it.
Well, that's why they annoy you when you've got them strapped in the car. No wonder asking if they're there yet.
The thing is, they found a new toy in my dad's car. So we were with my dad the other day, and we had to go on a bit of a long car journey. And they realised that Google can talk to them in the car.
Yes.
Now, this is my worst nightmare. Absolute worst nightmare. And... like I said, we were on a very long car journey, and I thought, you know what, I've got to record this because this has got to happen to other parents, seriously. This is what happened in Dad's car. Oh, we're not there, okay?
Okay, but when are we going to be there?
No, be patient.
Right, I know you're doing really well, okay? Just keep going.
It's a long way.
I'm bored. Wait, how long?
I don't know, darling. I don't know. Look, just ask Google.
Hey, Google? Are we there yet?
Are we there yet? Is a 2005 film directed by Brian Levant.
She doesn't know either, okay? Goodbye, Google.
Good morning, it's Tony and Emma. Wednesday morning, hope you're doing all right. This is Tony and Emma.
Not long, and then I can get in the queue to climb the biggest clock.
Come again, what?
Climb the biggest clock.
Clock, she said clock. Okay.
I said clock. What did you think? I said.
What clock, why,
said
when,
clock.
Where, how? What is this?
Big Ben.
Yes,
I'm
know about
climb
that
Big
one.
Ben. Woohoo!
You're going to climb up Big Ben.
Yeah. Today is Wednesday the 13th.
Yes, it is.
And that means the next batch of tickets to go up Big Ben and do the tour go on sale at 10 o'clock.
Do you mean just go up the stairs in the middle and have a look at the bell and the inside of the clock?
Yeah.
Or like a clock kind of anorak? Or do you mean climb up on a rope on the outside for charity?
Oh, I'd like to do that too.
Right, but it's the first one, isn't it? It's just joining a bunch of nerds going up the middle of the staircase and going...
It's not joining a bunch of nerds.
That's
it's being
a big
cultural.
Bell you've got in there, sir. That's essentially what you want to... That's what you want to do.
I want to see his bell.
Okay.
I mean, I didn't mean that. I didn't mean that. I meant I want to see the bell. Well, Big Ben's bell.
This is Tony and Emma. You're always looking for crazy diet and healthy eating. Well, you I think diets without that. Healthy eating is what she's looking for. I got a solution for you.
Okay, go on then.
Watching horror movies.
Oh no,
burns
can't do that.
More calories than watching any other genre of film. Did you know this?
You can burn calories watching horror movies. How does that work?
Because they say that you tense up, then you relax, then you tense and you move around.
Oh, God, that's true.
Hiding behind the sofa, probably, you know, going out of the room. screaming, all this kind of holding the person next to you, shaking, trembling, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, now you're saying it.
Yeah.
Now you're saying it. When I get really scared, you know, like when you, like, tense your arms, I can even, doing that, I'm doing it now, I'm, like, squeezing my arm muscles. I can feel those bingo wings. They are shrinking as I say it.
Right. Well, I'll make you a list of really scary films and you'll be unrecognisable by next. You'll look like you're in one of them by the time we see you. This is Tony and Emma. It's Tony and Emma. Good morning. Hope your day's going well. So what you got for me today, Emma?
I'm going to be famous.
Well, you've been saying this now for about 14 and a half years. Nothing's actually happened. What are you going to do now?
Well, I'm practicing the longest wee in the world.
This is not in the Guinness Book of Records.
Yeah, how did you guess? Yeah. So the other day, I went for a wee, and Evie was like, "Mum, are you still in there?" And I was like, "Yeah, still weeing." And literally, I just kept weeing.
And you've been out partying?
No.
Sometimes when you've been out partying, the morning after, you're like, come on, you've got to stop now. You've got to stop
now. No, it was like that. It was like, it was just like, it just kept coming.
Right.
And so I thought, you know what? Actually, I wonder what the longest wee is in the Guinness Book of Records, because there's got to be one. I looked it up. What do you think it is?
The longest wee? A minute? Minute and a half?
Minute and a half? No, try again. Honestly, it's higher.
6 minutes.
Eight and a
Shut
half
up.
Minutes.
So
Eight
most
and a
people,
half minutes.
If they're tinkling a bit too long, would go, I'll call the GP. Not you. Oh, I'll have a good look in the Guinness Book of Records.
I want to try and beat it. So I'm thinking that is a really long time. I don't think I'm going to be able to do that one. But I want to know, what do people think I could do to get in the Guinness Book of Records? Because, I mean, how cool would that be to be like an old lady and be like, I was in the Guinness Book of Records for
I can see, look, you're already going to be the most annoying resident in your nursing home. I can tell you that now. There's probably people going, please God, I hope she's not in my nursing home. And you'd be right to think that, folks. You'd be right. What could she do to get in the Guinness Book of World Records? That's what we need. That's what we'd like. You can get in touch via Facebook. You can also WhatsApp us. On 07706 300 565. I've learnt the number now. Aren't you impressed with that?
I am. I'm pleased you said it, not me.
300 565. Send us a WhatsApp message now. The stupider the better, really, and that will absolutely work. I promise you. So how can we get Emma in the Guinness Book of World Records? We'll be back to talk more about this in a minute. This is Tony and Emma. It's Tony and Emma at breakfast. Earlier in the show, we were talking how we could get Emma into the Guinness Book of World Records. There used to be a TV show on that, and I used to love it. And someone would come on and go, "I'm gonna be able to say how many buttons are in this bucket." And so, is this the kind of thing you're going to go for? What about how many balloons can I pop with a dart above Emma's head?
No, that's dangerous and really uncalled for. Ali has messaged in and she says, Emma, you've always liked hot sauce. Why don't you just do a hot sauce challenge? But I've done loads of them before, Ali, so I really appreciate that, but it's been done.
I think it's for another day, of when Emma challenged the chef in an Indian restaurant to the hottest curry.
Gosh.
And the chef nearly passed out, and Emma was eating it off the serving spoon like it was a yogurt. And I was in tears, not because it was hot, I had a coma, but I was in tears of laughter. It was just phenomenal. Anyway, that's for another day. Haven't we got someone? We've got Nikki. Nikki, who's WhatsApped the show. We've given her a call. Here she is. Morning, Nikki.
Good morning. How are you?
Yeah, we're good, thank you.
We're good, thank you.
How can we get this lunatic in the Guinness Book of World Records?
Come on, make me famous.
So I thought it might be an easy one. I don't know, but I've got a lot of clothes in my wardrobe, and I do quite often think, how many of those could I, like, wear at the same time? So,
maybe, oh my gosh, like the Michelin Man.
No, like you're flying Ryanair, because that's the way to get on Ryanair, isn't it? You've got to put all your clothes on, because you can't check your luggage in anymore, because it costs like £5,000. So you just put everything in your suitcase all on at the same time. What's up with you? Nothing. I've got to fight. Teach the fetter. Go.
Have you ever tried to put like loads of layers on?
No, but now I feel like I might today.
Yeah, I feel like I want to have a go.
Guinness World Record for the most layer of clothes.
Yeah.
I'm sure that's been done in a TV show.
Oh, I don't know.
Joey does it in Friends.
Yes, that's
my favourite.
Oh.
Joey does it in Friends.
Look at me. I'm champ.
Good eye.
Are you wearing any more clothes?
Right, I've just looked up this in the Guinness Book of World Records. They seem to measure this in T-shirts. Right.
Okay. So how many?
260 T-shirts appears to be the world record. Can you get 260 T-shirts on yourself one after the other?
I don't know, but I'm willing to give it a go. And Nikki's going to try out her wardrobe as well. Maybe between us we could do it.
Nikki, have you got 260 T-shirts?
Probably close to that.
Yeah, see?
We're on for a world record. It's Tony and Emma. Mums tell their children 10 little white lies every single week in new survey reveals today.
No, you shouldn't do that.
It's about 85% of parents fib daily to their kids, mostly to get them to eat. 40% say they bend the truth to stop their kids from being naughty. And 14% say they do it simply to save time. Yeah, I'm in that category for sure.
I feel like lying is bad, but I do this. It's like when you say, eat your crusts. You know, what is it, the thing that makes you see in the dark? Carrots.
Carrots. I was a kid, what was it? The eat your crusts where your hair went curly. Was that... Were you told that?
Yeah. And it's that thing like, you shouldn't lie, but sometimes you just have to lie. It's a mum and dad thing. It's okay.
I've got some popular ones. Other lies that parents tell their kids is that they can only say 10,000 words per month and then they run out.
That's mean.
That's going on my list for next week. Wednesday morning, this is Tony and Emma.
Did you know that if you sleep in a cold room, it can help you slim down?
See, I told you she's obsessed with ways to slim down. We've already had scary movies. Now what have you got for us? Sleeping
in
a way.
I was thinking of you.
Thanks very much.
I was thinking of you. It's supposed to be good for your health. So I thought I'd do a good deed. So I'm telling you that by sleeping in a cold room for a month, you could actually reduce your fat burning ability by 10%. That's a lot, isn't it? 10% just by sleeping in a cold room.
Yeah, I can't wait for the conversation where people go, you look great. What have you been up to? Homeless.
That's not good, is it? Do you know what? I remember when I went on this hen do once and I bought these slimming bandages. There's actual bandages.
Sorry,
that
again?
It's a bit like cling film. So they're like bandages and they're soaked in something or other and you wrap them around you really tightly.
Right.
And I actually bought a roll of cling film to wrap over the bandages and basically you put them on like 2 hours beforehand or something and you sweat out all your water and stuff. The only problem was is when I went out and I started drinking, it was almost like that the girl from Willy Wonka that goes into like a blueberry.
Yes.
One minute I was skinny and the next minute I was like a large balloon. It was true, honestly. They don't work. Don't buy them.
Well, I'm glad you've cleared that up for us. This is Tony and Emma. There's a funny smell in the air.
Good morning. It's Wednesday, 13th of March. You're listening to Tony and Emma.
Emma, why are chocolate bars smaller today, and biscuits, to be fair, than they were just a few years ago? It can't just be that they've all gone, we're going to shrink all of these all at the same time. They've all shrunk at the same time.
You know why? They're trying to help people slim down, like my bandages.
Right, but I wouldn't mind that if the price had come down. You've got less of this now, but it costs you less. Okay, I'm good with that. No. Yesterday, right, Dexter and I had party rings because we love a bit of party rings,
right?
I like
party rings, yeah.
Have you seen the size of party rings now?
No.
Compared to when, like, we was kids? I mean, when I was a kid, a party ring was a good, decent biscuit, right? It was a decent size. And you only had to have one at your mate's birthday party. And you go, oh, I've had a party ring. I think the icing used to send my ADHD off the scale, right? So we'd be going, has he had a party ring again? Yeah, I'll be bouncing off a chair or something, right? Now I need an entire packet to get that kind of effect.
It's like those little, they're like Milky Ways and Mars bars and things as well. They're like bite-sized now, aren't they? But they're supposed to be real size.
If these chocolate bars get any smaller, I will think I bought a box of Celebrations.
When my dad was younger, he used to say to me, my granny and granddad used to say to me, when we were younger and your dad was little, we used to cut up the Mars bar into four little pieces. Well, now you couldn't cut a Mars bar into four pieces, could you? It's
only if you live with borrowers. You could do that now.
Yes.
Then you could. This is Tony and Emma.
Do you think you're an animal in a past life?
No, I've had this before with a hypnotist friend of mine who was like,
oh,
we're
going to
regress. Nothing. I came out with absolutely nothing. And so that's why I think, you know, I don't know. But he was all into this and we'll find out where, you know, if you've lived before and all of this kind of shenanigans. And I just gave mumbo jumbo pointless answers and was not one of these people that could be regressed to being a fighter pilot in World War II or something, or, you know, a pirate or a Viking. Because you do get these people. I see them on TikTok all the time. They pop up and they go, oh, in my past life, I was a Viking.
I was a flamingo.
There you go. These kind of people.
I think I was. Yeah.
Right.
I think I was a flamingo. Because I've realised that when I'm standing, I tend to stand with one leg bent against the other knee. You know how they stand all funny?
Yeah.
That's what I do. And I've only just recently realised that that's what I do. But it did make me think, you know, in a past life, I think I was a flamingo. I mean, I like pink. I like feathers. And I stand like one.
Why don't we call the people at Whipsnade Safari Park and ask if we can just leave you there for a few weeks? See how you
I
get on.
I would love it.
Okay.
Like a natural holiday.
I'll make the call. This is Tony and Emma.
Tony and Emma. Tony and Emma.